USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says the war in Ukraine is going according to plan. Putin also claiming the casualties were the fault of Ukrainian neo-Nazis. He said Ukraine uses civilians as human shields. Meanwhile, evidence has suggested the war has been poorly planned and Ukraine says Russia is targeting civilians. President Biden is signing a bill ending forced arbitration in workplace cases of sexual assault and harassment. During a White House photo op, Biden saying too many women are denied a chance to do anything about sexual assaults or harassment they may have faced.
Forced arbitration shielded perpetrators and silenced survivors, enabled employers to sweep episodes of sexual assault and harassment under the rug, and it kept survivors from knowing if others have experienced the same thing.
USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers. Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is once again affecting the sports world.
Russian and Belarusian athletes have been banned from the Winter Paralympic Games starting Friday. The IPC initially announced it would allow the warring nation athletes to compete with neutral colors and flags. Criticism for its initial decision was termed a betrayal that sent the wrong message to Russia's leadership. The pushback led to the ban at the Beijing China Games. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United Nations is moving forward on the first global plastic pollution treaty. Officials are hoping they can reach an agreement by the end of 2024. The executive director of the UN Environment Program calling it an insurance policy for this generation and future ones. Broadway making an impressive COVID comeback. 92% of seats at Broadway theaters were filled last week. A new high for the season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A governor says thanks, but no thanks when it comes to running for a Senate seat.
Looks like the last big question has been settled over the 2022 Senate map. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is not going to be running for Senate this year. The news reported by the Arizona Republic comes after months of speculation and Ducey sending signals behind the scenes about whether the term-limited governor would seek the Republican nomination for Senate. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senator Rick Scott from Florida, chair of the Republican Senatorial Committee, have been among the national leaders recruiting Ducey and other Republican governors, including New Hampshire. Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, to no avail. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Brett Hankison, the former Kentucky police officer charged in connection with the deadly botched raid involving Breonna Taylor, has been found not guilty. Defense attorney Stu Matthews says the jury's verdict shows that police must have the right to self-defense.
I'm sort of at a loss for words right now, but I think absolutely Brett was, the jury felt like, you know, you go out and perform your duty and your brother officer gets shot and you've got a right to defend yourself.
A bill barring biological males from competing in women's sports is now law in Iowa. It was signed by Republican Governor Kim Reynolds on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.